Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
John Doman.
Metro upping its service on the Yellow Line. This is Kyle Cooper.
Some lucky Prince George's County students pitching business ideas in a real-life shark tank. I'm Matt Koufax.
Weddings are getting big and spendy again. A look at just how big and how spendy coming up in 15 minutes. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A day of mourning in India after a passenger train derails, crashing into two other trains and killing about 300 people. The BBC's Arishana Shukla is in eastern India with more.
What is happening now is clearing up of the tracks and maintenance workers trying to clear up the wreckage and get the train services started. This is the deadliest train crash that India has seen over many decades, and a lot of questions on how, despite the government spending millions on strengthening the signaling system and on railway safety, how a crash of this severity could happen.
In other international news, there's been an escalation of tensions between the United States and China. A Chinese warship came dangerously close to an American one, about 150 yards. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
New video shows a Chinese warship speeding up, coming within 150 yards of hitting the American missile destroyer, the USS Chung Hoon. The Chinese ship even called the American vessel, ordering it to move or there would be a collision. The U.S. ship slowed to avoid a crash.
It's June, which means we're in National Pride Month. The LGBTQ plus community is gathering at marches across the country to celebrate each other. Correspondent Elise Preston is in West Hollywood, California.
As pride flags rise across the country, so does the heated debate around LGBTQ plus initiatives. Pride events at a Los Angeles elementary school Friday sparked tense protests.
We want our kids to just be innocent and come to school and not have to deal with sexuality.
They did not have the right to make people afraid to be a child in this district because you're gay.
Taking pen to paper just in time, President Biden signed legislation earlier today that raises the nation's debt ceiling to avoid a default on the federal government's debt. CBS's Christian Benavides.
President Biden signed the bipartisan deal brokered with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avoid default. The deal averts what economists say would have surely been an economic collapse just 2 days before that June 5th deadline.
2024 Republican presidential candidates joined Senator Joni Ernst for her Roast and Ride event in Des Moines, Iowa. One of the speakers was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have eliminated toxic ideologies like critical race theory from our K-12 schools. We're not teaching kids to hate this country or to hate each other.
Another candidate, former President Donald Trump, was noticeably absent from that event. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
11:03 on Saturday evening, June 3rd, 2023. 60 degrees, clouds, the shower threat ending, dropping into the 50s overnight. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local stories are following this hour. The lawyer for the so-called shopping cart killer suspect, Anthony Eugene Robinson, has asked the judge to delay an August trial because he has yet to receive a mental health evaluation to determine whether Robinson was insane when he allegedly killed two women in the Harrisonburg, Virginia area in 2021. As first reported by WTOP, defense attorney Louis Nagy is weighing an insanity defense and could argue his client was not guilty by reason of insanity in the deaths of 54-year-old Beth Redman of Harrisonburg and 39-year-old Tanita Smith of Charlottesville. In September of 2022, Robinson was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Redman and Smith and two counts of hiding their bodies. With both youth crime and truancy up throughout the region, a local prosecutor says families and communities aren't fulfilling their roles.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says too many kids aren't in school where they belong and that she plans to launch an initiative to change that. But she says youth crime and truancy are all problems that start at home.
Parents play a vital role, not only in the safety and security of their children, but also the safety and security of our community.
But she says most of the time, if a child is out breaking the law,
there is no mechanism for me to then hold the parent responsible criminally.
She plans to meet with state lawmakers who say maybe that has to change.
The law should reflect the level of importance that parents play in their child's life.
John Dome in WTOP News.
It's 11:05. If you ride Metro's Yellow Line, there is good news for you starting in the morning.
More frequent service for Yellow Line riders. Trains serving the Yellow Line will arrive every 8 minutes all day, open to close. Ridership has rebounded on the Yellow Line up 20% following an 8-month closure for construction to rehabilitate the Yellow Line tunnel and bridge. Since reopening a few weeks ago, customers have taken more than 1 million trips on the Yellow Line, which operates between Huntington and the Mount Vernon Square stations. Metro says Yellow Line customers will enjoy less crowded trains and shorter waits, on average 4 minutes. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Jemika Love has resigned as Chief Diversity Officer at the Virginia Military Institute. She's been on the job less than 2 years, appointed after a report found that VMI had failed to address institutional racism and sexism. She's leaving amid a debate among alumni over the school's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Some alumni have criticized the direction the school is taking, calling the efforts woke or on par with critical race theory. But others say they are crucial for training cadets for the real world and are aligned with the U.S. military's goals. A VMI spokesperson says the school's Office of Diversity, Opportunity, and Inclusion will continue to exist despite Love's departure. It's 11:06. A real-life Shark Tank event hosted by the Prince George's County Police Department looking for young business leaders of tomorrow.
They're all winners just to even be here today.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nashawn Taylor is the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I am so happy to be able to have another outlet, another option, you know, for them to do to be successful in their future.
At Friday's Shark Tank event, a select group of students, like fourth grader Paxton Bowden, pitched ideas to other community members.
Oh, it meant everything to me. Like, I just want to get it out there.
Paxton's idea for healthy Lunchables for students in the county was just one of several that Corporal Taylor says will help propel the next generation into the future.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded. And I get to have my business, like, shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A case of measles has been confirmed in Montgomery County. Health officials are urging anyone who may have been exposed to monitor for possible symptoms, including high fever, red watery eyes, runny nose, or a rash. Montgomery County health officials say anyone who visited the Cabin John Ice Rink at 10610 Westlake Drive in Bethesda on Wednesday, May 24th between 6 and 9 p.m. or a professional office building at 16220 Frederick Road in Gaithersburg on Tuesday, May 30th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. may have been exposed to measles. Those with symptoms should not go to childcare, school, work, or out in public. They should call their doctor about their symptoms before showing up in a waiting room so that office can take measures to prevent the spread to other patients. Measles typically last about 7 to 21 days after exposure. Coming up on WTOP, after traffic and weather, electric vehicle tax credits spurring confusion and construction. It's 11:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and here's good evening to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ian. Of course, we're watching a new one here on the inner loop of the Beltway. If you're headed on the local lanes of the inner loop, headed from Maryland into Virginia, across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, sounds like a crash. Unclear how many lanes are blocked as of this very moment. Maryland Department of Transportation just getting on scene. Looks like they are working on turning that camera around. Handful of vehicles affected here. Looks like the flashing lights are coming about here as they zoom in. As you make your way on the inner loop of the Beltway, you got delays basically from 295 all the way across the bridge. Again, this is in the local lanes. If you don't have to take the immediate exits there just on the other side of the Wilson Bridge, just go ahead and take the through lanes. That'll get you across without any delays. If you're leaving DC proper on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, 395, you've got delays from from just about the 3rd Street Tunnel all the way over towards the Case Bridge, and got a call from a few listeners saying that there is a work zone there just after the Case Bridge, but we got conflicting information, unclear what side of the roadway it's actually blocking. But if you can confirm, let us know. 1-866-304-WTOP. The point is, you likely only have a single lane getting by as you head onto the 14th Street Bridge. Keep that in mind. Once you're on the bridge, though, once you're on the 14th Street Bridge, that is, it's a straight shot headed onto 395 itself. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Your forecast to get you through the rest of the weekend from 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
It's been a cloudy and muggy day across the region this Saturday, and we're looking at a few showers well to the north of the district this evening. Some of these might scrape some of our far northwestern suburbs before the rain mostly comes to an end before midnight, and then we're looking at mostly cloudy conditions as this front pushes on through. Tomorrow morning, we're waking up to cloudy skies and cooler temperatures. Hot lows will be in the upper 50s, lower 60s, but by midday tomorrow, we're looking at nothing but sunshine and highs in the 70s and lower humidity. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
A perfect late spring day is what he's trying to say. It's 65 in Reston, 62 in Woodbridge, 63 in Bethesda, and it's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence, decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Joan Doniger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It's a more complicated formula now. No longer is it buy an electric vehicle and get a tax break. New rules have kicked in as part of the Inflation Recovery Act. They require car battery parts and critical minerals be sourced in North America. Car makers themselves tell Bloomberg that was a jolt.
I'll call it a sheet pull. You know, we pulled the tablecloth out.
Steve Setter is the chief operating officer and executive vice president of Kia America. So Kia's EV6 and other electric models no longer qualify for the $7,500 tax credit or even half of it. Setter says, though, Kia is not pulling back on its commitment to build more cars in the U.S.
We're building the what we call the Meta plant, which is a battery and EV factory just north of Savannah, Georgia.
Hyundai, too, has been caught short by the move. A South Korean official says, however, that company will still be able to get the tax subsidy for rental and leased cars. As for Kia, Setter says those models that don't qualify,
pretty soon they will.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger on WTOP.
In the moments ahead this Saturday night at WTOP, the big spendy wedding is back. And going to a big spendy wedding could be big and spendy, too. It's 11:12.
Gilbert worked in retail and restaurant management for 14 years. It was time for a change.
I recognized where I was at was vulnerable to the whims of the economy.
Then he heard about My Computer Career. Gilbert went for it.
In as little as 7 months, I got all of my certifications at a fraction of a cost for college.
He became an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I can work from anywhere. I have more time for my family as well.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
The internet can be an all-you-can-eat buffet for identity thieves.
Ugh, so full.
Too many maiden names.
And social security numbers.
Where'd you find those?
By the password bar. Can't miss them.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss by monitoring your credit and bank statements. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
11:13.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
When you see smoke on the horizon, you turn on WTOP.
Because WTOP is first with the news when seconds count.
Day or night, our reporters are live on the scene when news happens.
We're here in Delray.
Breaking news from Reston.
We're in Hyattsville.
So whether it's a fire or some other breaking story, you'll be up to date.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen.
In the moments ahead tonight on WTOP.
Nats bats go chilly in a loss to the Phillies. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
You don't know when or where breaking news is going to happen.
Or where you'll be when it does.
We're talking to people who live here in Frederick.
You do know WTOP will be there with reporters live on the scene.
Reporting live from Chevy Chase.
On your radio and on all your devices with the free WTOP app.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen.
Traffic in the D.C. region is constantly changing. If you spot a major incident that we're not already reporting, call the WTOP Traffic Center at 866-304-WTOP. That's 866-304-WTOP.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
11:15, Saturday night with Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending part of it with us. The big, expensive wedding nearly disappeared during the height of COVID. Now, they've come roaring back, and they're bigger and pricier than ever. For more on what's behind all this extravagance, WTOP's Dimitri Sotis spoke with Axios business reporter Erica Pandey.
So it's actually three things. I mean, 2022 had more weddings than we've seen since 1984, just because the number of engagements that were racking up waiting for a big wedding were just, you know, climbing and climbing. So pent-up demand is one. Two is just inflation, you know, just like it's hitting every other part of life, it's hitting wedding and wedding planning too. And then the third thing is we've just seen the wedding industry change so much. I mean, back, you know, maybe 20 years ago, you'd get engaged, you'd maybe get a bridal magazine, flip through, get a couple of ideas and decide to go with them. Now you've got TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You get online, you could do 6 hours of wedding research in one sitting. And everybody just wants their wedding to be super personalized. So they're putting up donut walls, getting cocktail napkins with their pets' faces on them, you know, making custom dance floor wraps. It's just, it's getting out of hand.
I wanted to ask you about how we're doing here in Washington. I don't know if we're taking part in any of those activities that you just mentioned, but in terms of the money, is it pretty high around here?
Yeah, actually in Washington, it is the highest.
Oh,
so
wow.
You said, you know, Enzola said that $29,000 was the average in the U.S. In D.C., the average wedding is costing over $45,000. So it's much higher than the national average and actually the highest, you know, state or territory.
We've heard people say, you know, as much as I love my friends and family, they're having me fly to Italy, which, you know, there are worse things than going. But in terms of the expense of the guests and the family, is that increasing even as the happy couple increases their expenses?
Absolutely. I mean, this was the wildest stat I discovered when reporting this story. 40% of people who've gone to weddings in the past 5 years have gone into debt to be there. So people are really overextending themselves. And like you said, people spread out all over the country and the world during COVID. So every wedding is a destination wedding now.
I think you've given us a lot to take in for sure. And we're starting to wonder, maybe I need a side hustle or something to afford the next wedding I'm going to.
Yeah, I'll tell you one fun bit of silver lining. You know, we looked at what parts of weddings have gone up in price. And it's basically everything from the DJ to the makeup to all of that. But there is one thing that's declined in cost from 2019 to 2022, and that is the groom's attire. Mm. And that's because more and more men are opting to wear a more casual suit rather than the full tuxedo. So, yeah, good time to be a groom.
Axios business reporter Erica Pandey. Quick look at the top stories we're working on tonight at WTOP. With just 2 days to spare, President Biden has signed legislation that lifts the nation's debt ceiling, averting an unprecedented default on the federal government's debt. YouTube changes policy to allow false claims about past U.S. presidential elections. Rescuers in India have found no additional survivors from that massive derailment involving two passenger trains and a freight train so far. At least 288 people dead, over 1,000 hurt. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. 11:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Here's Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Indeed, here I am. Thank you so much, Ian. If you're headed over towards the Bay Bridge, looks like they just switched things over to two-way traffic on the eastbound span. It's going to be a little bit slow there as you approach westbound onto the bridge itself. But not to worry, you're going to be moving quickly here in just a few minutes as folks jump onto that eastbound span. Now, if you are headed on the Beltway Interloop from Maryland into Virginia, you're going to see delays basically right past 210. Just before you get over towards 295, that's where you're going to slow down. You're actually seeing delays on the ramp from southbound 295 onto the inner loop of the Beltway onto the local lanes. That's for the what seems to be an accident scene across the Wilson Bridge. It's a bit closer to the exit for Route 1. Looking at this camera, it does look like they're over on the right-hand side. You should have at least one lane getting by over on the far left-hand side. So if you're already there near 295, just move to that left lane. That'll make it easier. And as always, respect the zipper. If you're leaving D.C., I want to say thank you to the listener for giving us the details. Looks like this is why I was a little bit confused. Two listeners said they were on both sides of the roadway. It's actually that center lane, that single lane that's getting by right now. That's the point. A single lane is all that's getting by there right as you make your way past Case Bridge. You got delays back towards about Main Avenue. Once you get past the Case Bridge, though, past the work zone, it's a straight shot headed into Virginia. Silver Diner is ready to play ball after 33 years. Silver Diner is now in D.C. across from Nats Park. Silver Diner brings its healthy and its classic menu options to the Navy Yard neighborhood. Eat well, do well. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Into the back half of the weekend with this forecast from 7 News First Alert, meteorologist Mark Pena.
Watching a few showers moving well to the west of the D.C. metro this evening, mainly along and west of the I-81 corridor. Now, we can't rule out a sprinkler or two here in the district before midnight, but most of this activity will come to an end by around midnight, and then we're looking at mostly cloudy but dry conditions for the remainder of your night. Tomorrow morning, we're waking up to cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 50s, lower 60s. Going to be a really nice afternoon, though. Even with the cloudy skies to start, sunshine does return by the afternoon, and we're looking at highs in the 70s, lower humidity, and a nice northeast breeze to keep you cool on your Sunday afternoon. The dry and warm weather stays with us all week long, with highs on either side of 80 degrees and nothing but sunshine all the way through next weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Don't know if anyone's been able to get a good view of that full moon. We can't see it here. It's 63 in Roslyn. Laurel, 64 degrees. 63 downtown at Farragut Square, and it's all brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, those bald eaglets on the Dulles Greenway just can't catch a break. It's 11:21.
Rise and shine. Time to get your day moving. 7 News is on your side from the moment you wake up, bringing you local news you need to prepare for the day and get out the door on time. Every minute of every morning, 7 News is on your side.
Breaking news. It never takes a break.
Neither do we.
We've got breaking news from Capitol Hill.
We're hearing of an announcement from the Supreme Court today.
Trouble northbound 95. It's been shut down in Harford County.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News. When there's not enough coffee in all of Washington to get you going,
you've got John and Michelle. Woo! Mornings on WTOP News.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download podcast. We'll see you there.
Traffic in the D.C. region is constantly changing. If you spot a major incident that we're not already reporting, call the WTOP Traffic Center at 866-304-WTOP. That's 866-304-WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:22. D.C. has been rated the top city in the nation for public parks for the third straight year. The Trust for Public Land says the district scored high on a number of factors, including residential access to a park, a city's median park size, investments, and amenities such as basketball hoops or dog parks. According to the nonprofit group's park score ranking, 99% of D.C. residents live near a park. The young bald eagles along the Dulles Greenway Nest, or at the Dulles Greenway Nest, in Leesburg, just can't catch a break this week. Details from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
First, a partial nest collapse on Monday sent Dulles Greenway bald eaglet DG4 tumbling to the ground, shaken but largely unhurt. Then Friday morning, it happened again. Terry Hoffman with the Dulles Greenway was notified and immediately checked the eagle cam.
And when I turned the camera on, couldn't believe how much of the nest had collapsed. And DG5 was just hanging on to like a small section of the nest.
DG4 appeared unhurt, and the two are now at a facility where they can work on their flight skills. DG5 seems to be doing just fine, with Bald Eagle Father Martin swooping in for regular feedings, although Hoffman said his team is on standby just in case. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The National Mall is full of art, from gardens to sculptures to massive monuments. Now some temporary exhibits are coming, too. More from WTOP's John Doman.
The exhibition is called Beyond Granite, and it will bring a series of art exhibits around the National Mall later this summer.
One exhibit will actually be on Signers Island, the 56 Signers Memorial, and one will be in Constitution Gardens. We'll have one near the Lincoln. We'll have one near the panels, one near the Metro stop, near the Smithsonian Museums, and we'll have one near Jefferson.
Catherine Townsend is with the Trust for the National Mall.
They'll symbolize different stories that these artists would like to share.
The exhibits launch on August 18th, featuring work from men and women across the racial spectrum, telling stories of America otherwise untold on the Mall. John Dome in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
The news on the field, not good for the Nats, but worse off the field. Here's Frank Hanrahan.
It was a good night for D.C. United. Visiting Inter Miami, got goals from Pines and Benteke. D.C. 2-1 victory at Inter Miami. NWSL, Washington Spirit got a goal from Trinity Rodman. Spirit and Racing Louisville end in a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. WNBA, Mystics, tough loss to previously winless Minnesota, 80-78. Mystics now 3-3 on this young season. Nationals, they cannot get by the Phillies. They lose 4-2. Philadelphia snaps a 5-game losing skid. Rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, tough news for the Nats on Saturday. Washington Post reporting that the team has completely shut down former World Series MVP pitcher Steven Strasburg, as they reportedly fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not appeared in a game in almost a year, signed a huge 7-year, $245 million contract after winning the World Series MVP in 2019. French Open, Francis Tiafoe falls in four sets to Alexander Zverev. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, 3-set win into the round of 16. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Just ahead on WTOP, after traffic and weather, last Saturday's deal is today's law, and the nation's debt ceiling is officially lifted. And the rescue effort has become a recovery effort in India, where three trains collide, 288 dead so far, and over 1,000 hurt. It's 1127.
Your car donation to Vehicles for Change is worth way more than just a tax deduction. Vehicles for Change repairs and provides cars to worthy families so they may gain and maintain a job.